Noah and the Ark. God saw that people had become very wicked and that in their minds there was only the desire to do evil. Now you see there that for God it matters what you think inside your mind. Yes.
When you think inside your mind, it's like what you're talking to yourself in your head.
That's right. And that's what's important to God. So God regretted that he had made man on earth, and in his heart he grieved very deeply. So when I was little, I thought that God was like an old man with a long white beard who was half asleep up in heaven, up in the sky. But God's not like that. He grieved very deeply about what was going on in the hearts of people here on the earth. And so God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh is before me. I'm going to destroy all the living things on the earth, because the earth is filled with violence and wickedness. Make an ark of cypress wood," commanded the Lord. "Make rooms inside the ark and cover it with pitch inside and outside." That's kind of a black tar. "You must make it in this way. The length of the ark must be 450 feet. It must be 75 feet wide and 45 feet high. You shall put a window in it, and in its side you shall put a door. The ark will have three decks, a lower deck, a second deck, and a third deck. You must do this because I will bring upon the earth a great flood of water which will destroy every living thing. But with you I will make a promise which is called a covenant. You will enter into the ark with your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Of all the living creatures that are upon the earth, you will bring into the ark two of every sort to keep them alive, along with you, male and female, birds of every kind, cattle and all the creeping things. Two of every animal that I have created shall come to you for you to keep them alive. And you must take with you some of every kind of food that is eaten, and it will be food for you and for the animals that are with you." What a huge amount of work. Now, in the New Testament, we're told that Noah preached righteousness, but nobody wanted, it seems, to listen to him.
He said,
"That's the water force.
There will be a flood. There will be a flood." But they just didn't listen. They didn't want to listen to God's word.
That's right.
And they thought he wanted to join the ark and dry land.
That's right. All the people would have laughed that Noah was building a huge boat on dry land and talking about a flood of water. Because we read the other day that the earth was watered by a mist. They hadn't actually had rain. So just like today, when we say that we believe in God and in the return of Jesus to the earth and the kingdom of God coming on the earth and warn people about the terrible things that are to happen with the earth, people laugh at us and they don't want to take it seriously. Well, Noah lived to a very great age. And then God said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all who are with you. 7 days later, I am going to cause it to rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing that I have made, I will destroy from off the face of the earth." And Noah did everything that God had commanded him. He, along with Shem, Ham, and Japheth, his sons, and his wife, and the wives of his sons, they all entered into the ark, and the birds and the animals of every kind went into the ark two by two, the male and female, just as God had commanded. Then God shut Noah into the ark, so their door went clonk, because God shut it. And the waters of the flood came upon the earth. All the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The waters grew up and lifted the ark above the earth. Can you imagine people thinking, "Oh no, Noah was right. It's all coming true. Oh, but it's too late. And that's unfortunately how it's going to be for those who don't want to get baptized into Jesus, because being in the ark is like being baptized into Jesus. That's what Peter says in the New Testament.
Being baptized is being put into the water, covered in water, and then being raised up out of the water. It's an example of how Jesus died on the cross and came back to life.
And I'm keeping having hiccups.
So, the waters continued to rise upon the earth, and the ark floated upon the face of the water. The waters rose higher and higher until all the high mountains were covered. 45 feet the waters rose above even the highest mountains. Every living creature that was upon the face of the earth died. The birds, cattle, beasts, every creeping thing, and every person, all in whose noses was the breath of life, every man and every living thing was destroyed. Only Noah and those who were with him were saved. God remembered Noah and every living creature in the ark, and God caused a wind to pass over the water to quiet it. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain no longer came down from heaven. The waters went back for 150 days, so that in the seventh month, and the 17th day of the seventh month, the ark rested on Mount Ararat. Then the peaks of the mountains began to be seen. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a raven who flew to and fro. He also sent out a dove to see if the waters had dried from the ground. The dove didn't find anywhere to rest, and so she came back to the ark, for the waters were still covering the earth. Noah put out his hand, I guess from the window, and took the dove back into the ark, and he waited another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove. The dove came back to him that evening, and when she did so, in her mouth was a fresh olive leaf. So there was obviously an olive tree somewhere above the water. Noah knew, therefore, that the waters had gone back from the face of the earth. Noah waited another 7 days and sent the dove out again, and this time the dove did not return. Then the water dried up from the earth, and Noah opened the window of the ark. He saw that the ground was dry. Then God spoke to Noah and told him, "Take the birds, the cattle, and every living thing with you, that they may have their young and multiply and fill the earth." So Noah went out of the ark, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, and every animal and every bird went out of the ark.
And that was when they started chasing and eating each other.
That's right. Noah built an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings of every clean animal and every clean bird. You see, there's clean animals and unclean. And we must only offer, as it were, the clean to God.
But now, there isn't that, like, unclean and non-clean thing?
That's all finished.
Yes.
Yeah, when Jesus died on the cross, all that difference was done away with. God smelled the sweet smell coming up to him from the sacrifices, and he said in his heart, so isn't that amazing, that the Bible tells us what God says in his heart. God said in his heart, "I will never curse the ground again for man's sake, nor will I ever again destroy every living thing like I have done. As long as the earth remains, there will never cease harvest and seed time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night." God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. The fear of you is going to come upon every animal of the earth and upon every bird of the sky and upon all that moves on the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Every living thing shall be food for you. As I In the past gave you the green plants, now I have given you also the animals. Behold, I make a promise to you and to your children after you, and also to all the animals that are with you, to the birds and to the cattle and all that comes out of the ark. I promise that never again will all flesh be destroyed by the waters of a flood. This promise is a covenant which I make between me and you, and between every creature that is with you, for ever and ever. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and this rainbow is going to be the token of the covenant between me and the earth. And whenever I bring a cloud over the earth, then the rainbow will be seen in the cloud, and I will look upon it, and I will remember the everlasting covenant between me and you and every living creature. Noah lived a long time after the flood and was a very old man when he died. Sons were born to the sons of Noah after the flood, and they also had children who became the fathers of the nations of the earth. So we see rainbows, and every time you see a rainbow, you remember that God's promised he will not destroy the earth, because it's God's purpose that Jesus will come to the earth and establish God's kingdom on the earth. So God will not allow the earth to be destroyed.
And it's like a sign saying, reminding us of what? It's reminding us, it's like a bow, which reminds us of something.
It reminds us.
It's God's own very own bow, which means...
It means that God is not going to destroy the earth, and that he loves us and is patient with us.
That's very right.